Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. Happy anniversary to me. Today is my anniversary. My partner and I have been together for 8 years. Every time we have an anniversary, the day after, we start saying that it's, you know, like this year, we'll say, oh, it's almost 9 years. It's almost 9 years. And we do that. So the email I got this morning from him said, it's almost 9 years. So happy anniversary to you and to me. Here's to many, many more, which I'm sure there will be. So besides thinking about that today, a lot of stuff has been going on. Over the weekend, I went to Charlottesville to visit with my father and visit wineries and had a nice time. My dad is pretty much 100% better. For those of you who remember, a year ago or so, he had, a year ago and 2 months, he had a hip replacement after a terrible fall in his house. And anyway, he is 100% better now. He's getting around just fine. He was in good spirits. We talked about all kinds of things, and I found out that he's a big Downton Abbey fan, so someone else to discuss that with. Speaking of Downton Abbey, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm about to tell you what happened in the season finale. Matthew Crawley died in a car accident. At least I think he's dead. Although when I was watching it with my father on, well, see, here's the thing. On Saturday, when we got to Charlottesville and to his house, he was recording, or he was watching this documentary about Downton Abbey, and he's pretty much deaf, so he had the volume up really loud, and when we literally pulled into the driveway, we could hear the audio outside the house. So anyway, when we went inside and started putting stuff away, I sat down to look at the iPad and check email and stuff, and I could hear, obviously, every single thing that was on the documentary, and I heard this part where Julian Fellowes says, where he was talking about killing off Matthew Crawley, and I was like, what did I just hear? And I went into the computer room where he was watching this, and I asked him, and he said, oh, this is a documentary on the disc that I got from Netflix. And I was like, what? Why would that be on there? Well, it turns out he ordered the entire series on Netflix and got all 3 seasons. And since the season finale has already played in the UK, it was included on the disc. So Saturday night, I was able to watch the season finale, even though it wasn't airing in the United States until Sunday night. So I got to find out everything that happened on Saturday night while watching the season finale of Downton Abbey. And that's how I watched and found out that Matthew Crawley was killed in a car accident. But my father said, anyway, as I was watching it with my father, he said, well, maybe he's not dead. And I'm like, the guy in the documentary said he's dead, so he's probably dead. But I just think that's sad because he was such an integral part of why Downton Abbey made the turn financially and so forth. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to season 4 whenever that comes out. I don't know. It'll probably be another year before they release it to the United States. I don't know. We'll see. So another bizarre thing happened today. I say bizarre because this has now happened to me twice. I was sitting here about an hour ago, about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and I get a phone call, and it's a phone number that I do not recognize, so I never answer the phone from phone numbers I do not recognize. But they left a voicemail. So I probably shouldn't play this, but I'm going to play this voicemail, and maybe you can hear it if I hold it up to the speaker. I don't know. Let's put it on speaker and play this voicemail and see if you can hear it.
Hi, Paul. This is Idol Road Cleaners. I'm sorry. Can you pick up your clothes tonight? Because, you know, my store, you know, closing tomorrow. So no more business. You know, I'm open till 11 o'clock p.m. tonight. Okay, and, you know, your shoes is pick up tonight, please. Okay, thank you.
So that's a bizarre message, I thought. So I get this message from my dry cleaner saying, please come and pick up your clothes. My business is closing tomorrow. And this is the second time this has happened to me. Like all of a sudden, these dry cleaners just close up shop. This lady, that shop has been in that, and it's right down the corner from my house. And I know they've been doing having directing there since that little shopping center opened, which is probably a good. Oh my gosh, it's just a really long time. I can't even remember how long it's been there. Because I took my shirts there a long time ago, and then I didn't like that they raised the prices without telling me, so then I stopped going there. But then my other dry cleaner closed the exact same way, the other one that was right close to my house. The lady called me in the afternoon and said, the shop is closed, come get your shirts, you know, almost the same message. And this is, I just think this is so bizarre. How do these people do business that all of a sudden they have to close up shop? I mean, like, the same day. And when I went there to get my shirts, the power was out. So I'm thinking they didn't pay their power bill. They had an extension cord going out the door down to like a, I guess another store that was down the strip mall here. And just so they could run their computer so they could, you know, check people out and stuff. And I was like, this is so bizarre. These, I don't know why I say this, but they were both Asian. I don't know how these Asians do this business. I mean, if you know your business is going out, wouldn't you? I mean, you know this ahead of time, right? Like whether you're going to finish the month out or whatever. And just all of a sudden, it's like they close up shop. Now, actually, now the thing about it, my hair people did this too. The lady who does my hair, she's Asian. And she told me when I went to get my haircut last time, she's like, my shop's closing tomorrow, so you're going to have to find a new place to get your hair done, or I will call you when I get a new shop. And I'm just like, this is so bizarre. Don't people know ahead of time that their business is going to fail so much that they, you know, only have a certain amount of days left or whatever? I don't know. I just find that extremely bizarre. So anyway, I went to pick up my shirts, and she said, no more business. Same landlord, no business. I couldn't understand half what she was saying. But so all these people were there picking up their clothes. And I just think it's just bizarre. I don't know. But now this has happened to me three times. Once with my haircut lady, and then twice with dry cleaners. So I'm going to have to find a new dry cleaner. And I have, you know, a pile of shirts that I need to take to the cleaners. I was going to take them tomorrow and drop them off. But I guess I won't be doing that. I have to find new dry cleaners. Anyway, I don't know. I just find that bizarre. And I know I meant to start this off by saying that I know I haven't podcasted for a couple of weeks, but I don't. So much stuff goes on. I had so much I wanted to talk about, like the Pope resigning, the meteor in Russia, all these different things I was going to talk about. But I was like, eh, I don't want to talk about them. But this little episode with the dry cleaner just made me think, oh, this is a good reason to do a podcast. And I had a couple minutes tonight, so I decided to do it. But I've been so busy lately. I come home from work, and I'm just so tired. I just literally sit on the couch for a couple of minutes and then start falling asleep. I'm like, nope, got to get up and get doing things so that I don't fall asleep, because then I won't sleep at night. And then I end up bringing work home every night too, so I do that. But I'm way far behind in listening to podcasts. I have so much so behind, that is, that my phone said, when I was syncing my iPhone with my iTunes, it said, you can no longer, like, there's no more space on your iPhone to, you know, sync iPod or podcast. Would you like us to quit, you know, syncing your podcast? And I was like, what? What do I have on my phone? Well, I have so many podcasts on there that it used up all the free space. And the thing is, I don't have very many apps on my iPhone. I have 2 pages worth, and that's it. So what is that? I don't even know how many are on a page now, because with the iPhone 5, you get an extra row. Let me just take a quick look. 4 times 5, I have 20, so I have 40 apps, and that's all I have. And then I do sync all my music to my, I guess it's only a 16 gig phone. Anyway, so I had to start listening to podcasts just so I could have more space to sync the new podcast each day. Anyway, that's crazy. Oh, and I also got my tax refund back, so I can pay down my credit card big time now. But I have not gotten any new technology since my new camera at Christmas time. However, I did order, not an Apple product. I don't know if you've seen this. It's called a Bose Solo system. You put it under your TV, and it gives you this great sound, because all these new thin TVs don't have very good speakers on them, and At one point, I had my old Bose radio hooked up to it, but for some reason, it wasn't syncing the sound correctly. Like, it was, I don't know, a millisecond off, and it sounded odd, so I disconnected it. But I really liked that deep bass sound, so I got this. Well, I ordered it. I haven't gotten it yet. The Bose. It's called the Bose Solo, and you put it underneath your TV, and it connects with the... I don't know really what the best connection is for the audio. They have optical audio. There's HDMI. There's composite cables. There's... I don't know what else, different connections. But it, I clicked on this deal to get the optical cable with it, so that will be coming with it, and I'm going to try that and see if that... is the best connection to get the audio from the TV. Anyway, so I'll be talking about that at some point when that arrives. So that's my only technology. All the rest of the money is going towards the credit card. So yeah. Well, that's really much all I have. I don't have anything else going on. I'm just extremely, extremely busy with work. So yeah. That's it. So I hope everything is well and everyone is still listening. I know I don't record enough to make people come back to listen, but here's another podcast, and it's number 65. So anyway, until next time, bye.